Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Fall in love with me for purpose in my music.
Absolutely.
I've always said this, is that there's no greater feeling in the world than having unconditional love. And I know being a parent myself, no matter what I go through, the ups and downs as far as business is concerned, is Teddy Bear on the radio, Teddy Bear in business. But when I come home and I have that kind of love and that unconditional love, and I wanted to ask you, what have you learned about yourself being a parent as far as being able to separate the industry, but just being a mom, just being a mom and knowing that you have that kind of unconditional love and support at home?
Right. That's so true that you call it unconditional love, because that's exactly what I've learned, like the meaning of what that truly is. When you have somebody that is dependent upon you and loves you regardless, you know, they're there regardless of how you're trying to figure it out or what you're pursuing. It's just a different kind of love. It's not a love that has any type of expectancy behind it. It's just unconditional, like you said. So I've learned to just do what I can and leave the rest up to the universe, because you can only do so much. But at the same time, he's also a drive. I have a son, and he's also a driving force, you know, to do the best that I can. I've learned a lot about work ethic and, you know, time and money management and things of that nature. But, you know, a lot of things, that little things that you don't even realize that you weren't really good at before. And you're like, wow, I might need to work on that now that there's a whole human being dependent upon me having that together. So just little things. But overall, yeah, unconditional love, no matter how crazy my day is.
You know,
a happy
what,
baby, and I just melt.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, to me, it's always about the process and the journey of bettering oneself, being able to expand ourselves. And for you, what I look at is so many things that you're doing. You're not only as far as a successful DJ, gifted model, Lord have mercy, the camera loves you. And you definitely love the camera. Yes, you do. That, doing modeling.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Modeling and music have always played, they've always gone hand in hand with one another. What are some of the things that you projected yourself to do, or as far as you put a plan together, maybe within the next 4 years, on what you would like to accomplish as far as the brand is concerned? Because at the end of the day, Zoe Clark is a brand. So what are some of the things that you would like to expand upon with the brand?
Yeah, well, like you said, I started out as a model, which came from doing pageantry. Shout out to Nia from Miss New York, who just won Miss America. But I definitely feel like a lot of the things that I did throughout the, I guess, formative years all came together, like you said, because a lot of things go hand in hand. You're modeling on your mixtape cover. You're writing music. You're performing on stage to promote it. You're networking with people to get a budget, you know, different things that are all a part of one thing specifically that kind of fuse together to be a part of the entertainment industry, no matter like what field you're in. So I definitely learned discipline from dance. I took ballet for 15 years. I was a classically trained dancer, and people probably thought I was going to be a dancer instead of a vocalist. But I fell in love with music being a dancer. And a lot of things just kind of, you know, fuse together to kind of bring you to what it is that you feel like you're supposed to be doing. And for me, that's being an artist and a DJ. I totally think I can be both. And so over the next 4 years, I plan to establish myself as a breaking artist and an established female DJ. My goal would be to be a female DJ Khaled. And as an artist, I would love to be one of the bigger independent artists doing it, because I do want to stay independent, but I want to build my fan base organically, like an 80s rock band, you know, a grassroots type situation, and just make it real, like a lasting fan base.
Well, I mean, it's been proven. I mean, you've had Chance the Rapper, who was an independent artist, and he's been very successful as far as doing it, as far as his career. And I've always said the great thing about being an independent artist is that you have complete creative control over your career, over your destiny, your finances. So you're seeing where every dollar or whatever dime or whatever penny is being spent is being used as an investment geared to make sure that you're able to generate enough money for your brand at the end of the day, because we all want to live comfortably at the end of the day. Nobody wants to struggle. So we're gonna put that out there first and foremost.
Okay.
being a female DJ can be very competitive because it's a very competitive field. How have you seen yourself become a better all-around artist over the last couple of years, say last 3 years? How have you seen yourself become better?
Definitely gotten more comfortable in my skin in terms of, you know, just as a woman, loving what I look like, loving my personality and what it is that I personally have to offer the industry. And I've definitely grown as a writer, been way more hands-on in terms of things that are written for me and writing more for myself. I've always written for myself, but just being able to have a balance on, you know, having that outside ear. And I've definitely seen myself become a mother and have that influence, like how I hear and listen to music. It's really weird, but, you know, I've grown basically over the last 3 years in all areas. So I'm kind of ready to show that maturity in my music.
DJ Scream has an incredible following, highly recognizable, highly respected in the industry. How did you get linked up with him, and how did that come to fruition when you ended up working together?
Well, I actually was involved in a, I guess, civil matter, you could say, over someone that was stalking me. And
oh,
I couldn't
wow.
put out any music. I couldn't do anything. And a friend of mine told me that something that could help me to relax from the anxiety was wheatgrass. So I went to this place called Arden's Garden, and I got a shot of wheatgrass, and they were hiring. And I was like, yeah, I was like, that's awesome. Like, the vibe in there was just so dope. I was like, that's
right.
dope. And I ended up meeting, like, a lot of great people there, including DJ Scream. He came in one day, and he was ordering a smoothie, and we talked about music. And then he sent me his email, and I sent him some music. And when he listened, he was just like, you know, let's talk. Let me speak to your manager. Let's see what we can do because you're dope. And it was so refreshing. You know, you just spoke about being a female artist, but to meet somebody that was being genuine about wanting to see me win, but at the same time not crossing any boundaries, always been super riskful, you know, of me as a lady and also my situation. So I just kind of feel like it's random that we met at a smoothie shop, but it just, you know, it was another one of those industry stories that is, that goes to show you, if you're just kind of focused and keep, you know, working hard, that the universe can bring you a right, you know, across the right path with the right people.
Without question. And you just said something that I really respect more than anything else, is that when you have someone that's going to treat you with that respect, it's with no strings attached. It's about being professional, at the same time turning around and say, look, I see something special and unique in you. And I know with the right guidance and working with the right people, you can achieve what you desire to have. And that's a beautiful aspect, because the industry can be very cutthroat. Can be very, very cutthroat because people are out for themselves. I think the thing that amazes me most is that I remember when we started out that there was only MySpace and Black Planet. And now look where we are now as far as social media.
Exactly.
Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. It's become one big cornucopia of a mixer for everyone to socialize and to do business. These vehicles are being used in business. How has Instagram, or just the social media overall, how has it helped you as far as, number one, being able to push your product out there, produce, and just being able to make new business connections in the industry?
Oh, social media is amazing. I meet people from all over the world on my social media, and I have a lot of fans in Lagos, Nigeria, and Africa. I did a song with Fetty Wap a few years back, so I have a lot of people that followed me due to that single. Social media is just a great way for you to spread your talents to people that otherwise might not be able to cross paths with you. You know, it's one thing to go to your local open mic in front of 50 people for 3 years and always win. It's another thing to put your music on the internet and have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people see your stuff. And if you're talking about platforms like YouTube, it can get to be millions of people that can see, you know, what you're capable of doing. So social media has helped me a great deal to basically
now,
just spread, you know, spread my music.
Right, absolutely. What I've learned about you so far is that you know what you want, but you definitely know what
my
you want.
My son says hi.
Well, tell him hello, my man. How are you doing? You keep mom busy. You have to do that. You got to keep rolling.
It pays
the cost to be the boss, my love. Yes, Lord. Yes, it does. All right. You know what? I was going to ask you something about music, but I want to talk about something as far as being motivated, because something that you brought up earlier in our conversation as far as how things have changed, where now by being a mom, you are even more motivated now to be even more successful. How is that drive, how has it intensified in you since you're becoming a mother now, as far as giving you, I guess, a better look or better vision as far as what you need to do to reach a pinnacle in this career?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you wake up next to somebody every day that, like I said, is automatically on your team. And all that you want to do is really just be great for them. So I've just gotten this drive that basically doesn't allow me to make any excuses and makes me more accountable for what I would say hasn't maybe gone right or the things that you can think of that could be better. Rather than, you know, pointing fingers or saying that something is somebody else's, a baby really just makes you realize that it's all you.
Right. Without question.
You have to be responsible for your actions, your career, your life.
Responsibility, Lord have mercy. And speaking of responsibility, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We are being joined by the incredibly talented Chloe Clark as we get knee deep in, of course, Creative Juices. Now, who came up with the title, Creative Juices?
Actually, my manager and Screen came up with that name because I didn't. I was just, you know, listening to the things that came across the table. So, But yeah, it was definitely my manager.
Stepping back from it, how do you think you did overall with the project? Do you think there's some things that you wish you would have added to it? Or are you, I don't want to use the term satisfied because we're never totally satisfied with what we do. But do you feel comfortable with the project that you have out?
Yeah, I feel comfortable because it's authentic. It's what I was dealing with at that period. I put out music to reflect it, and it's out there. If you look at anybody's discography, you're going to have an album or a project that you like more than others, and you're going to have projects that are far more successful than others, you know? It's just a consistency game and making sure that your fans keep getting content. I'm not you know, you can't really worry about whether or not other people think it's whack. If it's real and, you know, it connects with your fan base, then it's dope, in my opinion. So I'm happy with Creative
Juices. As if you're not being true to yourself, how can you expect anybody else to believe what you're doing? And I've always said,
correct,
you know, there's no such thing as perfection. We strive for it. But we continue to strive for perfection because we want to get better as an artist. And I can definitely see that in you. My question is, you got this fantastic product out. Of course, Creative Juices available everywhere as we speak. Touring, when are we going to have an opportunity? Matter of fact, when are you coming down to Houston? We would love for you to come down here in Houston in the studio and perform.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would love to come to Houston. But, I mean, I honestly was supposed to get on the road before I found out that I was having a son. So it's been a long time coming to be able to hit the road. And I'm super excited now. I'm extra excited to do it with him, you know. That would have been an awesome experience, I think, as a child. So I'm really excited to get out and go to places I've never been before, like Houston, and just spread more of my message and my music to people that, like we said, might not otherwise get a chance to meet me. And I mean, I have a website, www.zoeclark.com. And yep,
Twitter,
Zoe with
Twitter,
a Y, Clark with an E.
Yeah, you go. And also family, you can catch up with her on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/Zoe_Clark, and the same handle for Instagram. And make sure you drop by that official website to see all the comings and goings and tour updates for this very talented lady. Now, speaking of talent,
oh,
of course.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, my queen. Rewind. Yes, Lord. Tell us about Rewind, the new hit single from the new album.
Yes, Rewind is the first single off the EP Creative Juices. The video just was released last week on YouTube, so go check that out on my YouTube channel. So we're going to shoot other videos for other songs, but the video for this song is out now, and it's a song that we wanted to lead with because of all the things that we talked about earlier. It was authentic, it was raw, it was an R&B song, so it's something that my particular fan base hasn't really heard from me before, and I thought it was really dope that my single was an R&B record, and it was basically based on having thoughts of wishing that you could do it over with somebody. Maybe things would have went different, or you know, you guys would still be together, and just, you know, those moments where you reminisce about how things would have turned out with somebody that you care about.
Lord have mercy. One man's loss is another man's gain. Yes, Lord.
This is true.
Let's get into it, family. The new, of course, hit single from the fantastic new EP from the incredibly talented Zoe Clark, of course, Rewind, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Ow.
What if we fly?
free of mind.
Clark, what's up? Yeah, I guess it's safe to say them creative juices is flowing right now. Give them some more of that special music. Some special music for their eardrum. Some special music for their soul.
Lord have mercy. The incredibly talented Zoe Clark here in the zone of LOTO Radio with Rewind. Remember, family, the new EP is available as we speak. Creative Juices, iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to live with somewhat a little bit more adventurous, like the teddy bear, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Zoe's official website. That's at www.ZoeClark.com. Zoe with a Y, Clark with the E at the end. Yes, Lord. Also on Twitter and Instagram, both handles Zoe_Clark. So it is written, so it shall be done. My queen, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and vibing with us here in the zone. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. We got you. And more importantly, I respect what you're doing. Much continued success.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me and talking about my life and my music. And I'm happy to have a new home. I'll call you when I get to Houston.
I'm looking forward
That's
to it,
what's
my love. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless the very talented Zoe Clark here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Remember, family, the new EP, Creative Juices, is available as we speak. Yes, Lord. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Well, while I got you here, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket on this very rainy, my goodness, got flash flood warnings all over Houston, especially here in downtown. But we're here, helping you escape the matrix of synthetic music on a quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills with some Will Downing. Send for me, that's all you need to do. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Planning to leave me. baby. I'm just a telephone call away. I put a message in a bottle, baby, baby, baby. Around you, nothing is what I am without you here in my life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Telephone call away. Put a message in a bottle, baby, baby, baby. Call on me, send for me, send for me, baby. If you ever, 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 ever need me, just signal in the air and I'm there. Or put a message in a bottle, baby, 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 baby. talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. So clearly I see that I have no strategy to let it.
Ooh, girl,
All the many listeners for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, and want to send out a lot of love to all the people out of Mississippi, Alabama, especially here in Houston, people all over that are dealing with these the hurricane and the flooding and the water. We've had quite a bit of flooding here in Houston in certain parts, certain areas, especially here down now. So we're making it. We're not on Gilligan's Island yet, but we're getting there. But a lot of love to the very incredibly talented Zoe Clark. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Creative Juices, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also Amazon.com. And get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.zoeclark.com. Zoe with a Y, Clark with the E at the end. So it is written. So it shall be done. And speaking of equally talented artists, be sure and join the Teddy Bear. Won't you join me on this magical mystery tour this coming Friday, September the 14th, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific, as we are joined by the incredibly talented Chris Robb. It's been a long time coming. His new hit single, No Doubt. So be sure you tune in and tune out all the negativity. I'm going to give you what you want and definitely give you what you need. Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by and follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also, we're on Twitter at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio, and also for Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone, and yes, the new website. Yes, Lord, we are giving away prizes. Actually, you can have an opportunity to win some movie tickets. That's what we do here. So stop by the official website. That's The Zone Radio, The Zone Radio dot radio web dot co. Again, The Zone Radio dot radio web dot co to get all the latest updates. And also, last but not least, for those who tuned in late and missed the entire interview, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear has you covered. Yes, you do. Yes. You can always listen to the interview in its entirety. Let your fingers do the walking on that friendly app that you have on your phone. Yeah, pull it up. Yes, Lord. On iTunes at LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on TuneIn at LOTL, The Zone. What else? Same handle for Podbean, also Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and what else I'm missing? Something. Oh, and the Google Play Music Store. Oh, my goodness, how foolish of me. Stop by the Google Play Music Store, type in LOTL The Zone. We got you. It's been a fantastic experience. I want everyone to take care of yourself, love one another, take care of one another, be careful out there in the streets. One love, and I look forward to joining you Friday before the Teddy Bear heads out on his much-needed vacation. Until then, as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.